For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. A complex but concerning method of gaining control over a user's iPhone and permanently locking them out of the device appears to be on the rise, according to CNN. Some iPhone thieves are exploiting a security setting called the recovery key that makes it nearly impossible for owners to access their photos, messages, data, and more. Users can protect themselves by backing up their devices regularly. From Ars Technica, Amazon Fresh has killed its Just Walk Out shopping tech after it was revealed that the AI checkout was powered by 1,000 human video reviewers in India. The technology was supposed to let customers grab what they wanted and just leave, skipping any kind of checkout process. Amazon will be switching to a more reasonable cashier-less format going forward. Shopping carts with built-in checkout screens and scanners. Using your phone to pay is convenient, but it can also mean you spend more, according to NPR. Researchers found that customers charge 9.4% more on average to their credit cards through both online and in-person transactions after they adopted a mobile payment method. Around $50 billion of the $1.13 trillion in current consumer credit card debt can be attributed to the ease of mobile payment apps. Tesla has settled a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer who died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software, AP News reports. The family of the deceased filed a negligence and wrongful death lawsuit, claiming the technology, dubbed Autopilot, was promoted in egregious ways that caused vehicle owners to believe they didn't have to remain vigilant while they were behind the wheel. From the New York Times, tech startup Waymo announced plans to offer paid robo-taxi rides in Los Angeles as self-driving car technology gains momentum. Critics have raised concerns about job displacement and safety issues related to robo-taxis. A bill in the California Senate may give local authorities more control over autonomous taxi services. Sometimes nature provides the best blueprints for building effective robots, TechCrunch reports. Researchers are using live muscle tissue in tandem with synthetic robot parts for a classification of robots known as biohybrid. The muscle fiber or flexure system can be applied to various kinds of robots in different sizes. But the current main focus is on creating extremely small robots that could one day operate inside the body to perform minimally invasive procedures. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.